It's Cinco de Mayo, and as you're getting ready to put out all your favorite Mexican specials tonight, you're probably trying to figure out, all right, how can I make salsa from scratch? Chef Plum from the Food Network, you can visit him online at chefplum.com. Plum,
yeah.
Salsa, I know you, you're oddly proud of your salsa.
My salsa is one of the best things in the world.
I told you.
I'm telling you.
He brags all the time about it.
It's perfect, and it's so easy, and I did say it's perfect. That sounded really bad, but it really is. It's so easy to make. I'll tell you the story about it. So I used to make salsa as one of my first clients I had years and years ago, 20 years ago.
Mm.
And they had this wonderful woman there who was from Puerto Vallarta, who was a nanny who worked with their kids. And she came up to me and said, "Chef, what are you doing?" I said, "I'm making salsa. I'm adding olive oil and I'm toasting things." And she goes, no. Let me show you. And so she kept referring to it as chimol, right?
Okay.
And it's very, very simple. It's so easy. It's delicious. A little tomato, onion, cilantro, salt, jalapeno if you want the heat, and lemon juice, right? Take it and just hit it in your food processor. Just pulse it. You know, we talked before earlier speaking about pulsing. Mm-hmm. Right, remember?
Yes, you're very proud of the fact that you know that there's a button on there that's labeled pulse on the food processor. We got it.
It's just so, you know, I just need to bring you like a tea or something, I feel like. But maybe a matcha. So, but you just pulse it up and you get this beautiful, wonderful salsa that is great on everything. And now here's the best part about it, you guys. You want to make a black bean salsa? After you pulse it all up, put it into a bowl, add some black beans to it, mix it up. Perfect. You want to make a pineapple salsa? Just add pineapples to it. It is a great base for every kind of salsa you could possibly want to make.
Last year for Cinco de Mayo, Chef Plum walked me through it, how to make it, and yeah. I made it. And my oldest daughter, Hayden, who is the pickiest eater in the whole world, loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was. He's right. It's a really good salsa, and it was really easy to make.
I mean, the fresher and the more simple it's going to be, it's going to be healthier for you, too, on top of it.
Listen, 100%. And the thing about it, you got to remember when you're working with food like this is, sometimes less is more. You don't need to put a bunch of stuff in it to make it taste great. But, you know, as cooks, we all want to like, oh, what can we do to make it different? How can we make it, you know, something different than everybody else is doing? It doesn't have to always be that way. Keep it simple. Focus on the ingredients themselves and get a good salsa easy.
Tomatoes, do you store them in the fridge or no?
No, tomatoes should never go in the refrigerator. What happens is as they get put into the refrigerator, the cell walls burst because of the cold. And then when you taste it, they almost taste mealy in your mouth. And we can go real deep on this if you want to. One of the things people started to do to change that, as far as GMOs go, they start to inject these tomatoes with the genes of the Atlantic salmon so that the cell walls won't burst. Because
what the heck
people,
is he talking about, Raymond?
The tomato's going to swim.
What is he talking about?
If you put the tomato in the sink, it may swim.
I'm being told off. They do that, so instead of teaching people not to put tomatoes in the refrigerator, we'll just change the entire thing so people can put it in the refrigerator.
How did we get here? I don't even understand what happened.
I mean, I've heard about this, all right? They got monster cucumbers out there, all sorts of stuff. We don't want these processed foods.
By the way, cucumbers in your salsa after you make it, delicious. A little cucumber and avocado mixed in with your salsa, what's a win?
I mean, as long as it hasn't been mixed with the DNA of a bear or something.
Yep.
Bear salsa.
Cinco de Mayo, and we are going to be making tortillas from scratch. Chef Plum from the Food Network is joining us. You can visit him online at chefplum.com. Plum, my favorite part about this is that we're going to get to eat the tortillas.
You absolutely are going to get to eat the tortillas. My favorite part about this is watching you cook.
Well, right. You know.
I mean, a track record. I'm not great.
Once you make fresh tortillas for the first time for your tacos, you'll never, ever want to go back the other way.
All right, let's see. Let's try. What are we doing?
So first, we got to have a little bit of what's called masa, right? Masa is like a corn flour, but there's no flour in it. What it is, they cook the corn, dry it, and then powder it. So that's what masa is. So we're going to start here with about a cup of masa. Anna, you're going to come do this, okay?
Yeah, where do you get that?
Grocery store.
Really?
Every grocery store has this. This isn't a weird ingredient to have around at all.
Okay.
So we're going to start with a cup here. If you just want to pour in about a cup, you can measure it with your eyes.
Don't screw it up, man.
No, don't make me measure
it. I'm
going to
eat it. Oh, you're going to measure it with your eyes?
I always use real measuring things because you know I don't know how to do this.
Well, I put water in our measuring cup.
All right.
That's plenty.
That's good, right?
It's like about.
Yeah, somehow I knew that it was going to be too much.
Yeah.
So it's about a cup in there. You can see it's about a cup.
Mm-hmm.
So now, Anna, you're going to add a pinch of salt to it, okay?
Okay, I can do that.
Here we go.
Pinch. My wife isn't watching. Give me a good pinch of salt.
Give me two pinches.
Yeah, there we go.
Two pinches.
That's the way to do it, Chef
Plum. Why not? Let's get them all excited. Give me a third pinch.
Oh,
come on. Here we go.
There
we are.
Heart attack and a pinch. I love it.
And then what we're going to do is add 3/4 cup of warm water. Pour it right in there. Right into it.
Okay.
And then what you're going to do is take your hands and just get in there and mix it up, okay?
Oh, I got to take off my rings.
Just mix it in a little bit here. I'm going to start with a spatula for you here because I just don't want you to burn your hand.
Okay.
What are you doing? What's happening to the rings?
I'm taking my rings off so they don't get all dirty.
Lick your fingers.
My hands are all swollen.
Well, it's from the salt. It's just for putting it in.
Here we go.
Watching it. Her hands swelled with anticipation of the salt.
Listen to the mixing, right?
Oh, yeah. It's magic.
So we're going to mix that up, and it's going to start to pull away from the bowl. It'll stick to itself, and it won't stick to your hands once it's ready to go. You want to make that
so
into
good.
A ball. I like to knead this in the bowl for about a minute or so. Some old-fashioned folks might say you don't have to do that. I like to do that because I feel like you have more control over it. It's just also probably my brain from working with doughs. Like, you want to work the gluten, even though there's no gluten in this. So fresh tortillas made out of corn masa are gluten-free. Fantastic. Now we'll feel it. And it should feel a lot like Play-Doh is what you want here. Does it feel like Play-Doh?
Yeah.
So now what we're going to do is we're going to use what's called a tortilla press.
Okay.
Right? You can get these things anywhere. Get them off Amazon. They're just a couple of bucks. They're not expensive. Are your hands got stuff on them?
No, I'm good.
So what I do with the tortilla press to make life easier is I always put a few pieces of plastic down, right, on each side of it. It'll help keep things from getting too mushy, getting too out of whack. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a small ball.
Okay, I'm putting the ball right in the middle, right?
Yeah, right in the middle.
Yeah.
Right? And just press down.
Oh,
there you go.
Look at that.
And now we'll pull it up, take a look. Look at this little tortilla, huh? Now, I have a pan here getting nice and warm on our electric burner. So what we're going to do is take your tortilla and put it right down in the pan.
Okay, now what?
We're going to let it sit in that pan for about a minute. And then we'll press it down with our spatula. How easy was this? It's not hard, right?
Actually, to be honest, when he said he was going to do this in studio, I was like, this is something I'll never do at home. They make him so perfect. Why? If I can just buy him.
Right.
But it was really good, and it smells so good. Like, why wouldn't
good,
I do
yeah.
this?
So the bottom side's already almost there, so I'm going to flip this over. So then I'll take my spatula, I'll just press down ever so lightly on here. That helps cook out the last of the air bubbles, and we're just about there.
It's so fast.
Look at this, Anne. This is the tortilla you just made.
Oh, my gosh. Ray, you want to try it with me?
It's probably hot.
It's really hot.
Don't be greedy.
Homemade tortillas. Once you do it once, you'll never want to go back.
It smells fantastic.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
It's good, right?
It's delicious.
Absolutely. Cinco de Mayo. We're celebrating. Let's make real tortillas.